Bob and Evelyn Beers and all the gentle people in this beautiful family, and the Boyer family, and this thing. You'll find a harmony somewhere. We don't. His fingers. We're gonna watch him. We're putting this together right now, so you help us. It's the gentleness in living that makes it all worthwhile. It's the tenderness in giving, keeps us from going wild. Why don't you all try that? It's the gentleness in living, it makes it all worthwhile. It's the tenderness in giving, keeps us from going wild. A child in the forest of life is asking where it's going. I, in the torn world of strife, thinking I might be known. It's a gentleness in living, it makes it all worthwhile. It's the tenderness in giving, it keeps us from going wild. It's the gentleness in living that makes it all worthwhile. It's the tenderness in giving, it keeps us from going song. You can all help out and just on the chorus go garbage, 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 oh, garbage. Right. And try this, but just you can put your garbage in there too, man, if you like it. Pretty nice garbage.
Garbage, garbage.
For all those of you who need to be told what to do, then you just go garbage, 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 garbage on the chorus. Anybody wants to improvise, just, you know, shriek it out, or in high, low, you name it.
Do your thing.
Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato, leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. busboy comes and takes it with the cough, contaminates it, and he puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins. And a truck comes by on Friday, carts it all away, and 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Garbage.
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 We're filling up the sea with garbage.
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 What will we do when there is no place left to put all the garbage? A half step. Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac and he winds it up the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of other cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form in a seething cloud that hangs for 90 days. And the sun looks down upon it with its ultraviolet tongues, till it turns to smog and settles down and ends up in our lungs. Garbage.
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 We're filling up the air with garbage.
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 Garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage? Mr. Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles down with the evening news while the kids do their homework with the TV in one ear. While Batman for the thousandth time helps sexy dolls and he conquers crime, the kids try to learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. There's a piece in the paper about Richard's middle name, the mayor's or the president or something, and he gets it done in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game. Garbage.
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 You're filling up your minds with garbage. To breathe, nothing left to read, and nothing left to talk about, nothing left to care about, nothing left to see, nothing left to be but garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
I feel like it's in the rain, okay?
Oh, yeah.
One person not at Fox Hollow this year we really miss, and that's Rosalie Sorrell. So I'm going to do a... I'm going to do If I Could Be the Rain, written by Utah Phillips. I'm really sorry he's not here too. So we'll all be thinking about Bruce and Rosalie, saying a prayer
for Bruce and Rosalie.
But whatever you do, you know. Makes a nice chorus. Why don't you all sing the chorus? If I could be the rain washed into the sea, I could be the wind. There would be no more of me. Well, if I could hide way up here, I would never. That I could be the rain. Sometimes I wonder why the gentle rain does weep. Why the wind gets a lonely child that cries itself to sleep. I mean, sunshine, the amber of its smile. I wish it could be borrowed for a while.
Right, if I could be the rain.
If I could be the rain, I'm washed up. Well, if I could hide the way I feel. never sing again. Sometimes I wish that I could be the rain. This is last one, Long John, long lost John.
He's long gone.
So we're about to run away from the chain gang. You gotta help out. Tell you something about Long John, you answer back. Don't clap, you're just drowning out, but I want you to sing. If I tell you about, give me two, three minutes, just to catch my wind. Give me 2-3 minutes, and I'm gone again. When you see me next summer, you won't see me no more. You see me next summer,
you see me next summer,
in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
Well, that's I like a turkey through the corn with my long clothes on.
With my long clothes on.
Well, hello, honey. Shut that door. Well, the dogs are coming. And I got to go. Johnny had a pair of shoes. That funny shoes that you ever did see. I had a heel in front and a heel behind. And you couldn't tell where that boy was going. Well, that's long John, baby. God knows I got to go. I like a turkey through the corn. Well, if I had listened to what the mama said, I'd have been home. Running around, and the first thing you knew, jailhouse bound. Well, I got in the jail with my mouth poked out, and I'm in the pen, and I can't get out. Well, it's long John, baby. God knows I got to go like a turkey to the cone with my long. Sister Mary cried, my child is lost. But the Bible tells us, 10 chapter 10, every man who died, he gonna live again. Well, it's a long gun, long gun, baby. God knows I got to go. I like a turkey in the corner with my long clothes on. 3 minutes just to catch my wind. Give me 2-3 minutes and I'm gone again. Let me see me next summer. You won't see me no more. You see me next summer.
Virtuosity. That, as I said before, there are guitar players who can play 100 notes per minute, 1,000 notes per minute, and there are some who can play just the right notes. And David is the perfect combination of somebody who can play just as fast as you need him and just the right ones at the same time. He is really the best guitar player I have ever heard.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, he writes some of the neatest songs. He's got a sense of words like old-time 1940s, internal rhymes and neat stuff, and he's going to sing us some of his own songs. And take it away.
Can I just listen to the introduction? And
Dave, you got an extra pick?
Song was playing bass with me. It's impossible tune in this. If you think it's cold out there, you should know how my fingers feel. But it goes like this.
Dealer.
you'll wanna sing up here. I didn't expect this hippie up here. But the boy can play, I gotta give it to him. So we're gonna get out of here with this song called A Hold Up. And on this I want you all, Mom, Pop. I want you all to sing harmony on this, where it comes to the part where the fabulous Torpedoes sing harmony. You sing harmony too, and it doesn't matter what notes. just say ah, you know. This is called A Hold Up.
Empty, my clothes are all torn. Open your hearts to the joys of the giver. knows when. Tomorrow evening we'll come back for more. Estefani, don't stand there and skip. Tax time is money, give alms to the poor. I'll put a bullet right through your best liver. Wealth is disease and I am the cure.
You guys have terrible taste, but I love it. I borrowed this guitar because I broke a string on mine, but I think I know the guy who owns it, and I know he won't mind. I wanted to sing you this new song. It's I guess I didn't want to do all funny songs. Somewhere in the south of Spain, Sammy, still 16, goes with his uncle for a ride. The sun was high, sailing through the city for to see the sights and talking sex. Sammy's sitting tall, the sun was high. His uncle brings him to a brothel. Being big, he buys a drink, rum and coke. Don't taste too bad. Having brought him to the brink, his uncle leaves him with his drink, rum and coke. Don't taste too bad. Girls all gather in a group and give Sammy Boy the eye and stare at him seductively and try to make him buy. So choosing one that's younger, better looking than the rest, Sammy speaks no Spanish, but she understands. They go upstairs to buy the room. She wants her money in advance. Sammy speaks no Spanish, but he understands. And lying on her back upon the bed, she beckons. Sammy won't lie down yet. He wants her nude. Speaking Spanish, she refuses him. At last, afraid of losing him, she takes off all her clothes, wants her nude. Her hands upon her heart can hardly hide the horrid scars. From her shoulders to her hips, her skin is leathery and hard. She pantomimes an accident, a car, a fire, not too long ago. His eyes are wide. She moves to put her clothes back on, but he won't let her go. He lies her down.
eyes were wide. And lightly like a lover, Sammy lets his lips caress the leather of her breast. His brain is numb. Moved by some far distant mind, he makes himself her bridegroom. Sammy's hardly there at all. His brain is numb. She moves to take him in now, but her hand finds him still slack. So she sucks to make him hard, and then again lies on her back. And Sammy does the deed to silent screaming in his skull. The scars surround him. Is this all real? Schizophrenic Sammy sees himself outside his body and his brain. Is this all real? And back at the hotel, he has to heal himself, but all he does is shake. And shake some more. Without the grace of tears or sickness, Sammy sucks it all inside and shakes. And shake some more. Without the grace of tears or sickness, Sammy sucks it all inside and shakes. And shakes some more.
Just a drop in the horn to pour in the evening or late afternoon or during the night when we're shining the moon. Have you ever cried out while counting the snow or watching the tumtit warble hello? Break out the cigars! This life is for squirrels. We're off to the drugstore to whistle at girls. This is a song by a friend of mine. I guess it's sort of a anti-pollution song. There are all sorts of pollution around. If you travel much in the South, this is one of my favorite kinds. The song's also got a nice chorus, so if you agree with it, please sing along. If you don't, at least hum. Well, I love to go out riding out in the countryside. I jump into my automobile and I go out for a ride. I love to smell the fresh air in my air-conditioned Ford. But especially I like the scenery that I see along the road. Oh, see Rock City by Stuckey's Pecan Bars. Bring Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100 mile signs and never see a tree. That's the chorus, you can handle that. See Rock City by Stuckey's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100 mile signs and never see a tree. Well, now I'm going back to nature on a brand new pair of shocks. I love to watch them little streams come trickling down the rocks. I love to see the birds and bees going in through the sky. But at 70, all I can see are letters 10 feet high. Oh, see Rock City by Stuckey's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100 mile signs and never see a tree. Last night I thought I'd stay at home. My car was in the shop. I went down to the corner just to get some soda pop. When I'd been there about an hour or so, I went off to the head. Instead of lies about girls and guys on the men's room wall, I read, oh, see Rock City by Stuckey's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&B. You can ride down the line past 100-mile signs and never see a tree. Well, now I've got a gal named Susie. She's big and fat and wide. I took her for a ride in the country and we parked off on the side. Well, I finally got my hand in her breast and it made my face turn red. Across her tail was a sign in Braille and this is what it said. Oh, see Rock City by Stuckey's Pecan Bar. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop in your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100-mile signs and never see a tree. Oh, see Rock City by Stuckey's Pecan Bars. Drink Coca-Cola next time you stop in your car. Buy my fresh watermelon that I got at the A&P. You can ride down the line past 100-mile signs and never see a tree.
This is just a ridiculous song. I don't know how else to describe it.
I don't think it's very ridiculous.
Yeah, on the other hand. Actually, this song reminds me of my first trip to New York as a bright-eyed, bushy-haired teenager. I went up there and expected beautiful things and got reservations in a very posh hotel up there, which I should have been suspicious when it was $6 a night in New York City and it was advertised as a posh hotel. Living kind of swell in a second-rate hotel where the clientele is nothing but the best. There's a burglar and a murderer and seven maniacs and I shouldn't like to answer for the rest. Oh, they feed on chicken pie. If you eat it, you would die. The meat, you could not cut it with a sword. Oh, the 6 weeks old, you can't eat it for the mold in that all-go-hungry hash house where I buy. Now the other night the bedbugs came and met me on the stairs. It was something they had never done before. When they dragged me off to bed, Lord, I wish that I'd been dead so I wouldn't have to live here anymore. Oh, the beefsteak, it was rare, and the butter had red hair. The baby had his feet both in the stew. Oh, the eggs you could not touch. If you kicked one, it would hatch in that all-go-hungry hash house where I dwell. I'll tell you I am not. If I stay here long, I think I'll go insane. On the corner of my cot, the mice are dancing a gavotte, and the bedbugs all play hopscotch round my brain. Oh, the molasses tastes like pain. If you smelled it, you would faint. The buckwheat cakes like sponges petrify. Oh, the pies are old and gray. You had better stay away from that all-go-hungry hash house where I buy. Well, she promised she would meet me when the clock struck 17 at the stockyards just a mile outside of town, where the pig's feet and pig's ears and those longhorn Texas steers sell us sirloin steak for 90¢ a pound. She's my darling and my daisy, she's humpbacked and she's lazy, she's knock-kneed, bow-legged and she's lame. Well, they say her breath is sweet, but I would rather smell her feet. She's my freckle-faced, consumptive Sarah Jane. Flapjacks are like blankets full of bugs and balls of hair. The sausages and bacon taste like hell. Oh, the biscuits are like lead. There's something living in the bread in that all-go-hangry hash house where I dwell.
Seeing David Bromberg up here, I want to go to my plastic surgeon and get a finger transplant. Of course, if it stays cold out here, I'm going to need a sinus transplant.
This is Mike Rivers, for those of you who don't know. Right on, far out. This song is a new song I learned recently by used Brutal Phillips and Wally Vanover, two members of Wildflowers. Every once in a while you hear a song that you just feel you have to learn, and you know everybody's going to be singing it in a little while, but that doesn't matter because it's a really good song. This song is also a good example, I think, of how somebody who's writing now can use traditional elements of songs, use lines from traditional songs to make a contemporary song. Highway, pretending I was alone. The dark road stretched like the fingers of time, but the road signs all said home. Wherever I travel tomorrow, if forever our parting shall be, although I may there's a name for the birds in the forest, a name for the fish in the sea. But how many days have passed and gone, all for the naming of me? Wherever I travel tomorrow, if forever our parting shall be, thank you.
sailed my ship on the ocean. I set my course for the storm. Now all you can see are the fragments of me washed up on your shore. Wherever I travel tomorrow, if forever our parting shall be,
next song I'm going to attempt to do here to finish off here. Sit back and relax. It's a long song, but I sing it fast. This is a song which is based on an old tune, an old Dan Emmett tune called Jordan is a Hard Road to Travel, a fiddle tune, which was written by Dan Emmett back in the 1840s. And round about Civil War, it was a very, very popular tune, and there were lots of parodies written to this tune. And in later years, people like Uncle Dave Macon have rewritten the words to it. This version was written during the Civil War in 1863 by a man by the name of Thomas. And it's verbally one of the more amazing songs I've had come across. It's called Richmond is a Hard Road to Travel, or... and long history of the Civil War. Would you like to hear my song? I'm afraid it's rather long. Of the famous road to Richmond, double trouble. Of the half a dozen trips and the half a dozen slips and the very latest bursting of the bubble. Tis pretty hard to sing, and like a rolling ring, tis a dreadful knotty puzzle to unravel. Though all the papers swore when we touched Virginia shore that Richmond was a hard road to travel. Then pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel. Yes, pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. First McDowell, Bright and Gay set forth the shortest way by Manassas in the pleasant summer weather. But unfortunately ran on a stumble foolish man, and he had a rocky journey altogether. And he found it rather hard to ride over Beauregard, and Johnson proved to do some a bother. Till it was clear beyond a doubt that he didn't like the route, and the second time would have to try another. Then to pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Manassas is a hard road to travel. Manassas gave his fits and Bull Run made his grieve, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Monitor the famous naval wonder, but the guns at Worry's Bluff gave them
and fetally enough, the loudest sort of like a level thunder. The Galena was astonished, and the monitor admonished. Our Pat and Chuck and Cheryl, they were knocked at, while the dreadful Augatuck, by the hardest kind of luck, was knocked into an ugly cocked hat. Then pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for join the hard road to travel. Gun you up in terror and despair, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I declare. Next came the woolly horse with an overwhelming force, too much down on Richmond by the valley. But he couldn't find the road, and as Albert Newman showed, his campaigning was no more than shilly-shally. And the commissary banks with his motley foreign ranks, kicking up a great noise, fuss and flurry, lost the whole of his supplies, and with tears in his eyes, from Richmond ran away in a hurry. Then to pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for the valley is a hard road to travel. The valley wouldn't do, and we all had to leave, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Followed soon both spade and balloon, but to ride the peninsula approaches. But to one and all agreed that his best rate of speed was no faster than the slowest horse approaches. And instead of easy ground at Williamsburg, he found a long street indeed and nothing shorter. And it put him in the dumps that spades wasn't trumps, and the hills he couldn't level as he ordered. Then pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Rappahannock is a hard road to travel. Oh, put down your shovel and throw away your spade, for Richmond is a hard road to travel, I'm afraid. And then Lincoln said to Pope, you can make the trip, I hope, and save the universal Yankee nation. To make sure of no defeat, I'll leave no lines of retreat, and I'll issue a famous proclamation. But that same dreaded Jackson, the fellow laid his wax on, and made him by compulsion a seceder. Till Pope took rapid flight in the middle of the night, was his very last appearance as a leader. Then to pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel. Oh, pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Side with his pontoon bridges tried, a rogue no one had thought of before him, with 200,000 men for the rebel slaughter pen, and the blessed Union flag waving o'er him. But he met a fire like hell of canister and shell, which mowed down his men with great slaughter. 'Twas a dreadful sight to view that second Waterloo, and the river ran with more blood than water. But then to pull off your overcoat and roll off your sleeve, Rappahannock is a hard road to travel. Burnside got in a fix, which caused him more to grieve, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. We are very much perplexed to know who is the next to command the next Richmond expedition. For the capital displays and that in 90 days, and Jeff and his men be sent to perdition. And when we take the town, we will surely burn it down and pull under Agnew's cursed rebel. Though the contraband was right when he said they would fight, these rebels they will fight like the devil. Then pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel. Oh, pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel. I believe I said to pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, for Richmond is a hard road to travel.
Thank you.
Well, that woodland stroll at 8 o'clock in the morning is going to go on. I just was thinking about how I'm going to get up and do that. So I guess I won't get up. I'll just stay up. Anyone that's interested in going, meet us under the apple tree on the east wing of the house. That way, that side of the house. There's an apple tree beside the big window. All right. The last thing on the program tonight is the Portable Folk Festival from San Francisco.
We came here in a 47 school bus made by Chevrolet. We hope to leave the same way. And we came here to play you about the place we never even got through. I don't think, did we get through Dubuque? No. We passed through some Apple Indian country, but no Dubuques.
Dubuque, isn't that in Ohio?
Yeah.
Who said that?
And fine, how are you? This comes from Sweets Mill. Yeah. Someplace in Toronto. Welcome to Toronto. They said they were the... Aren't you the sweet-smelling string band? But this is the Sweet Smell String Band.
So this is called Dubuque. My girl lives south of the border, but last night she came across.
Let's do it. More jokes.
A little more music, please.
Buses have got to have dancers. Buses got to have drivers.
How are you guys going to stand around here?
Oh, we'll just stand.
I like it. This is Jim Ringer, our bus driver, and Katie Yocko. I don't know what they're going to play, but they're going to stand around right over
co-pilot.
Here. She's the co-pilot. Yeah.
Just like I mourn for mine, I'm going away and I ain't coming back. And if I'm gone 100 years, this heart of mine will never be at ease until I see your face again. I'll put my right foot in my stirrup, my bridle in my hand. So fare thee well, my own little love. I'm bound for a foreign land. Oh, who will shoe your feet, my love? And who your hand, and who will kiss your shoes, my feet, my love. My mom will glove my hand. Not a man on earth can kiss my lips while you're in a foreign land. I'll put my right foot in my stirrup, my bridle in my hand. So fare thee well, my own little love. I'm bound for a foreign land.
Some things are universal, at least becoming so. What with McDonald's and Arco, getting into it. So this song started out as a country western song, so we found that it's become true that it's also a country eastern number. Magic trick. That's peace with a little on the side, which will get you that, right? And nobody knows what's happening with thumbs. Gardens. Yeah. Can't even read. Oh, yeah. We have a lot of phenomena on the West Coast besides earthquakes and freaks and hoopers. Hoopers grow their hair because they become music freaks. Become addicted to music, and they find that the longer hair helps them play more, you know, get further into it, spend less time worrying, you know, no barbers either. You don't invest time in anything that's not musical, you see. And the deepest investment we have on the West Coast is Larry Hanks.
Somewhere in here. Here it is. This is J.R. Smith Jew's harp. From Troy, New York. Sorry about that. We'll have to excuse my tie. I figured somebody ought to wear a tie tonight. And since I'm going to sing a song about the devil, I figured it might as well be me. Well, there was an old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved out, he's living there still, singing hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. You can sing that. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Well, the devil came up to him one day, saying, one of your family I'm going to take away. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. It's all I want, that wife of yours, but you can have her with all of my heart. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. So he heisted the wife up upon his back, and off to hell he goes clickety-clack. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. Well, they got down about a mile down the road. He says, oh, woman, you're a hell of a load. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. They went on in through the gates of hell. He says, poke up the fire, we'll scorch her well. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. There's two little devils with a ball and chain. She ups with her foot and she kicks out the brain. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. Then nine little devils go crawling up the wall, saying, take her back, Daddy, she'll murder us all. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Well, the old man was peeking out through the crack, and he seen the old devil come a-dragging her back. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. He says, here's your wife, both sound and well. If I kept her there longer, she'd have torn up hell. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. He says, I've been the devil most all my life, but I never knew hell till I met with your wife. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. This shows that the women are worse than the men. They can go down to hell and get sent back again. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. Alas, saw the old woman going over the hill. If the devil won't have me, I wonder who will. Hi-fi, diddle-i-fi, diddle-i, diddle-i-day. Here she goes.
Across the country, it helps to have a lawyer with you. And that's Three If by Sky. Yes, indeed. So we brought our lawyer along. I don't know how he stands with his bar examination, but he's drunk all sorts of water. And he writes his own songs, and his name is John Wilcox.
I'm going to do a song that I wrote when I was working in L.A. in a law office. Sort of, L.A. maybe a little extreme example of what's happening all over. But nevertheless, it's pretty significant when it seems to be reaching out, you know, to everywhere else. This song I wrote one night, looking at it all. It's called Tree of Life.
Sitting in jails and all kinds of funny places. Heard about one guy who's in for 87 days for stealing his girlfriend's car. Near here. Run into some interesting things near here. Some of them was Saratoga, some beautiful people in Saratoga. They all on the same back fence. It's a very interesting town. Didn't know he uses a telephone there. Yeah. If they do, they go to Lena's, right? Like mother's house. We brought our mother along on this trip. We didn't want to come all the way back here without our mother. She also has been known to go into jails and sing. But since we're free here to do what we want tonight, I'll let her introduce herself. She's Faith Petrick from San Francisco.
I'm going to sing a song by one of my favorite West Coast songwriters, the author of the famous Garbage. However, I'm not going to do Garbage. I'm going to do another song. His Bill Steele, who lives in Marin County. And this is a song that really follows that one of John's, if we want to keep this thing going. You know, you've heard about the guy who was born 10,000 years ago. Well, this is the next half of that journey, that we've got about 10,000 years to go. So you'll know how the chorus, how the melody goes. You pick up all the words, and it's a phrase that you take it home and write some words for yourselves, okay? We'll start out with the chorus so you can dig it and then start singing along. Well, I've got about 10,000 years to go, and there's nothing in this world that I won't know. I'll see God's mighty plan for the brotherhood of man, and I'll see the world at peace from pole to pole. I'll be there when they land a ship on Mars, and I'll ride the one that goes out past the stars. And starting in Aquarius all the way to Sagittarius, I'll own a string of topless, bottomless bars. Well, I've got about 10,000 years to go, and there's nothing in this world that I won't know. I'll see God's mighty plan for the brotherhood of man, and I'll see the world at peace from pole to pole. I'll see Orphan Annie when she's old and gray, and John Lennon when he finally kneels to pray. And I'll be there when Bob Dylan sits around and tells his chillin' how things were a whole lot better in his day. They please. And when we finally see what this world is meant to be, I'll watch them dig up freeways and plant trees. Without a qualm. And if I live long enough, though it really will be tough, I'll see them end the war in Vietnam. Who are respected but not feared. And in the barber shop, I will hold the razor strop when Larry Hanks comes in to shave his beard. Plastic guns, we'll give each kid a banjo when he's born.
Written by Bill Steele of Marin County.
Yeah. Who also has a 12-string guitar besides playing banjo. Isn't that sneaky?
Want a chorus?
Should we call forth the chorus?
Well, this song I'm about to sing, oh, I should tell you, I only wrote half of this song. The other half was written by a fellow named Mark Hatfield, who is still in Marin County, unfortunately. It was written with the intention that the chorus should be sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Usually they show up on time, but tonight we'll have to make do. Come on up, everybody. And when you learn the chorus, you can join in too, but watch the staccato note. Are we all spread these things out a little bit?
This is, in truth, the Greater Berkeley Strict Temperance
Sacred
Choir.
There was a man named Henry Smith. He wanted to be famous, but he couldn't make the grade. He couldn't act and he couldn't sing. And he always dropped the ball in every game he played. He couldn't write and he couldn't draw. He failed at business, he failed at war. He lost at cards and he lost at love. But now he's got the fame that he was searching for. Oh, please remember me when you pass by. Polished to a gleaming shine. The grounds were landscaped with trees and flowers, and 700 gardeners kept everything in line. It cost him all of his worldly goods and all he earned till the day he died. But still he counted the cost worthwhile to carve these giant letters on its gleaming side. Oh, please search for fame. When they leave, they are often sad to find themselves no different than before they came. His monument is a fitting one, the final stroke of futility. It serves no purpose, it does no job, except to save these words for all eternity.
Now for an official church function of the Strict Temperance Choir. Yeah, right.
Do we start off on the left foot or the right? How do we do that?
I can't think of a better setting for this one, really. As I was a-walking one morning at ease, a-viewing the leaves as they hung from the trees. They were all in full motion, or appearing to be. And those that were withered, they fell from the tree.
What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should we grieve? Although through this world we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away.
Have you seen the leaves but a short time?
They were all in full motion, appearing to grow. A frost came upon them and withered them all. The rains came upon them and down they did fall.
What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should we grieve? Although through this world we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away.
If you go to the churchyard, some names there you'll see, who have fallen from this world like the leaves from the trees. What with age and affliction upon us all, like the leaves we must wither and down we must fall.
What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should we grieve? Although through this world we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away.
No sticky chocolate mess. If you see anything on the way out that looks like it wants to go into a garbage can, Bill Steele wrote a song about that, but we won't stay around to sing it to you. More garbage! Just don't throw any in the parking lots. More, don't throw any. Just garbage. We're gonna go have a party. Hope you do too. Thank you.